This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Kids in Texas are heading back to school this week and next. Over the summer, the state has been looking at ways to improve school safety. Those efforts came after the shooting at Santa Fe High School outside Houston in May that left 10 people dead and 13 others wounded. As KUT's Matt Largy reports, a state program to train armed school employees has grown, potentially doubling the number of so-called school marshals.
Two people wearing black protective face masks make their way down a school hallway. On their left, a classroom door. They move in, guns drawn. They move around the classroom, searching for any signs of danger.
Clear.
Under the desks, in the corners, they're looking for an armed intruder.
Go ahead and exit. Clear to your left.
Finding nothing, they move on, peering around the corner into the hallway to scan for threats.
Clear.
All right.
In the hallway, their instructor calls an end to the simulation. Soon, they could be carrying real guns in their own schools, potentially defending their students from a shooter. They're part of a recent training just outside Austin for the Texas School Marshal Program, which has been around since 2013.
It was slow at first, but especially after Santa Fe, it's just pretty much exploded.
Kim Vickers is the executive director of the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. He's got 38 years as a police officer. His agency runs the school marshal training program. As of last week, there were 71 school marshals across Texas. Another 94 are in the process of getting trained or appointed.
And we have more people wanting to do it than we have ability to train so far.
Teachers or any other school employee can be appointed as a marshal by their school board. It's voluntary. They need to have a license to carry a handgun. They also get a psychological exam. Then, 80 hours of training.
Intense training. That's what we've been through this week. Very stressful situations, mental and physical.
School marshals are supposed to be anonymous, so we're not using this Southeast Texas school board member's name or his district. The training includes things like legal liability, police tactics, and firearms.
Now, it's a crash course, but we're going through police training course. How to handle your weapon. I've been around weapons my whole life. I've shot my whole life, and I learned a tremendous amount this week.
All right, make sure your mask is on. All masks on. Go. Stand by.
Of course, the actual shooting part of the training might be the most important. Two marshals in training line up at the end of a long hallway, guns drawn.
On your go!
And then, a group of about a dozen or so trainees run away from the shooting. The marshals move toward it. As the gunman comes around the corner, the marshals take aim. The gunman falls. These kinds of simulations are, at least in part, supposed to force trainees to come to grips with something that might seem kind of obvious.
You've got to face this. As a person that's going to be carrying this gun, you've got to face the idea that you may have to shoot somebody. And can you do that?
Again, Kim Vickers.
If you're a teacher, this may be a kid that is in one of your classes, and you know this kid, and suddenly you're looking at them, looking down a gun that they have, and you've got to get through the idea that I can take this action if I need to.
I don't know that anybody truly knows what you would do when you're in that situation. We would all like to think that we would do what we need to do to keep everyone safe.
This marshal in training is an administrator at a school in Southeast Texas. He says confronting the idea of actually using deadly force is a hard thing for educators.
When your family or those that you're responsible for at a school are presented with a danger, and that danger may be somebody that you actually know, and you've got to make a critical life or death situation. It's just those are decisions that are hard to fathom.
And some trainees find out they don't want to make those decisions.
We've had them walk away from the training, which is good. They don't need to be doing it if they don't feel like they can do that.
The school marshal program's been controversial ever since it was proposed. Teachers and teachers' unions have consistently opposed the idea of bringing more guns into the classroom.
We see this as a short-term fix for really a long-term issue.
Noel Candelaria is the president of the Texas State Teachers Association. He says it might make sense in some rural places where police response times may be long, but ideally he'd like more state funding for things like school resource officers.
Look, teachers don't want guns in the classroom. Teachers that we've talked to, that I've talked to since the day after Santa Fe, overwhelmingly teachers don't want guns in the classroom. They want trained professionals. They don't want the responsibility of carrying guns themselves.
I hear people saying, That's not the answer. More guns is not the answer. I agree.
But Kim Vickers argues it's part of the answer.
If we're going to make our school safer, it's a layered process. Because the true place to really start is not putting guns on campus. The true place to really start is looking for these issues ahead of time, addressing these kids that are marginalized and working with them before it ever gets to that point.
The Texas legislature will consider new school safety measures when it meets early next year, things like redesigning schools and bolstering mental health and early intervention programs. In the meantime, some are looking at Texas's school marshal program as a model to replicate in other states. Matt Largie, KUT News.